If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 11. Nehemiah chapter 2, in verse 11. The Bible says, "So I came to Jerusalem, was there 3 days. And I rose in the night, and I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beasts I rode upon. I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, into the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass." Now I want you to notice just utter destruction here in Jerusalem. He said, "Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whether I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also of the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Hatobiah the servant of the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, The God of heaven, He will prosper us. Therefore we His servants will rise and build, that ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." I want to preach just a little while, if God be my help, on a work to be done. A work to be done. Now you know the story here, Nehemiah. He's captured, he's over in Babylon. Years has passed, Jerusalem is laying in ruin. And one day, Nehemiah, he gets word, amen, all the destruction there, and there's nobody to rebuild the walls. There's nobody, it seems, to care. And he has a burden in his heart. His heart is broken before King Artaxerxes, and he comes before him as a cupbearer, and Artaxerxes looks at him, and he sees sadness in his heart. He sees a sad countenance on old Nehemiah, and the king asks him, King Artaxerxes asks him, he said, Why is your countenance sad? Now this is a sad thing. This could have been a bad thing, because the king, amen, if he thought there was something that might was wrong with Nehemiah, that there might have been something wrong with the cup, and he could have had Nehemiah killed. But old King Artaxerxes, he was just a vessel of God. Amen. I will say, praise God tonight. These people can rise up in our nation and thank their little gods. I want to say they ain't nothing but a puppet on a string to an almighty God who's able to take and do that. It needs to be done, God, for God's people, and for the glory of the holy God tonight. Old Artaxerxes, he gets old Nehemiah, and Nehemiah tells him it's the burden of his heart. And old Artaxerxes, God reaches down from the throne of grace. He touches that old king's heart and he says, Nehemiah, what do you need? Yeah. Amen. Amen. And old Nehemiah begins to tell him what he needs, and he sets out to go about the king's business. They said, Well, now don't you need some protection along the way? And he said, You know what? It'd be nice to have protection because there's bandits all the way. But he said, You know what? If we do that, where's our faith in God? And so he takes off, gets the stuff together, and he begins a journey. And the Bible says here in Nehemiah chapter 2 that he came to Jerusalem. Amen. Can you see him now? He makes this journey. He pulls up into Jerusalem and he said he was there 3 days. Amen. 3 days. Praise the Lord. Said he was there 3 days. See, I believe he pulled up there in Jerusalem. Now, it took him about 3 months probably. Theologians tell us by the time he could have gathered up stuff and got there, probably took him about 3 months. So he's traveling around for 3 months. He's traveling, journeying for 3 months. And I'd say he's probably been praying for 3 months. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he gets there in Jerusalem, and he's there 3 days. Amen. And now 3 days, he has time to reflect. He has time to look and realize, praise God, just exactly where he's at. You know, sometimes in our life, God brings us to a place, helps us reflect and see just exactly where we're at. Sometimes he uses to reflect. He gives us a waiting period, amen, so we can evaluate the situation. Sometimes we need to take time to evaluate that situation. So he takes 3 days. It's kind of funny that that 3 days also teaches us, speaks of a time of the death and the resurrection, amen. See, there was something that was dead and decaying there, and it was Jerusalem, amen. And it needed to be resurrected. It needed to be raised up. So his plans, they begin to pass from death into life. Amen. When we take time to ponder to thank God, while we wait on the Lord, praise God, these things begin to transpose themselves in his mind. He began to get a game plan, if you will. And on Nehemiah, he said it was 3 days. He had time to reflect while he waited upon the Lord. Sometimes we just need to stop and wait on the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we get ahead of God if we ain't careful. Amen. I don't want to be ahead of him. I want him to be with me. I want him to be leading me. I want to be, he's my shepherd. I want to be showing me the way. Amen. But the Bible says he was there 3 days, and then the verse 12 said he rose in the night. Amen. So he began to look at this thing. He said, I rose in the night, and I and some of the few men, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. So he rises up in the night and he surveys to see what's taking place. He surveys the scene. He looks around. He makes notes of in his mind exactly what's taking place, where he's at, and what needs to be done. See, I believe if sometimes if we just take time to stop and see, amen, in our heart and our heart of hearts, amen, where the Holy Ghost of God lives, to see what needs to be done. Amen. I believe God would begin to manifest itself to us. And when he gets around, he begins to realize the truth. Amen. He said, what God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. He said, was there any beast with me save the beast I rode on? And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. He went out and evaluated this thing and come out with the truth. So a lot of times we need to evaluate where we're at, evaluate situations, and try to, hey, come up with the truth. See, a lot of times the old devil has us living a lie. He paints us a picture that everything's okay. Everything's just hunky-dory. See, hey, it was people had been living here around Jerusalem for a long time, and everything they was looking at seemed to be all right. If we ain't careful, you know what you can do? You can get used to the dark. Amen? Praise God, help us to never get used to the dark. Amen. But he began to look at these walls and heaps of rubbish, amen. And it was all he could see was a pitiful mess. He could look around everywhere he looked was just a pitiful mess. Amen. If we look around us today, you know what's all around us? A pitiful mess. Amen. You know, it's easy for me and you. It's easy for me and you to drive through Asheville on a Sunday morning and say, boy, this city ain't too bad. Looks pretty good. Amen. But we lie to ourselves when we say that, because we know what's going on there Friday night and Saturday night. Amen. We know what just crawled out from the streets just a few minutes before you rode through on Sunday morning. Amen. But when we begin to be honest, see, what Nehemiah done, he went up there and he took a true survey. He took a survey of truth, praise God. He looked in realization what needed to be done. Praise God, if we look in realization, praise God, what needs to be done. If we take reality, praise God, for what it is, and quit trying to make it something that it ain't. Amen. God will begin to bless our heart. God will begin to manifest it too. God will begin to help us when we begin to realize that things is falling down all around our heads. Amen. We need help, praise God. Things need to be shored up. Things need to be built up. Praise the Lord. He said, then I went on to the gate of the fountain and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Said it was so thin, all the streets and all the roads, praise God, was blocked up so much by debris that he couldn't even get through. And he said, and then I went up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall. Amen. There was another fella that went down by the brook. Amen. He said, I viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. Amen. And the rulers knew not whether I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor the priests, nor the nobles, nor the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. So he hasn't revealed anything that was taking place yet. He was surveying this thing. He took time to evaluate it. He took, hey, you know what we need to do? Take time to evaluate where we're at. We need to survey our situations. Praise God. We need to get on knees and talk to God. Amen. And then we need to begin to do something about it. Amen. Oh, Nehemiah, Bible says he got down there and he surveyed this thing. He took time to get a hold of God. And then notice verse 17. Oh, Nehemiah, he begins to appeal for help. Amen. And he said unto them, you see the distress that we are in. Amen. He said, you look around here, see the evil case, praise God, it's taken over this place. Can you see the evil and the violence, amen, that's everywhere around us? He said, it's just a distress, praise God. But he said, it don't have to be that way. How the Jerusalem lieth in waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Amen. He said this, hey, everything around us is destroyed. See, we stand along a lot of times in our life and we go along and we make everything like it's hunky-dory when everything around us is falling apart. Amen. We do. We have a tendency to do that and we get used to it being that way. We see lives in shambles. We go out and visit and things and I see lives all the time and just in shambles. Amen. Just living in poverty, living in frustration, living in disillusion. Amen. And they think that's normal. But I want to say, praise God, that ain't normal. That ain't the way God designed it to be. God designed it to be that you love Him, praise God, and you serve Him, and you follow Him, praise God, and He bless you, and He give you things that you need to make your life better.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't intend for us to live in that type of situation. He said, hey, look, if we'll evaluate our situation, look around us, praise God, and realize it don't have to be that way.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, what do? You get you some help. Amen. You gather you up some helpers, praise God, and you say, I'm going on for the glory of God. I'm coming out of the poverty. I'm coming out of the disillusion. I'm coming out, praise God. I'm going to break loose of this bondage that's trying to hold me down. Amen. I'm going to come out, praise God, victorious. I'm going to come out shouting the glory. I'm going to come out, praise God, on hollow ground looking for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, hey, the gates is broke down. The walls is broke down. The gates is burnt up. He said, come. Amen. Now, I want you to notice something here. Nehemiah, Brother Bill, he said, say, hey, fellas, you all gather around here. He said, I want you to go out there and try to fix this mess. I want you to go out there and I want you to try to put the gates back and build a wall. He didn't say that. Amen. What did he say? He said, come. Amen. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem. I want to say, praise God tonight, youngins. I can't build a wall. You can't build a wall. But praise God, when we come together, amen, in unity and oneness and seeking the desiring help of God, we can build a wall. Amen. A world may tell us that the walls crumble down and the gates are burned. But praise God tonight, there's a God of glory that can build a wall. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the little preacher can't build a wall. I mean, I can't hold up the stones. I can't get the work in place. Not by myself. Amen. But praise God, if you'll come along behind me.
Yeah.
Amen. When me and old Brother Bill get a rock rolled up there, if one of you old saints of God will throw in a scotch, amen, we'll get another grip and we'll push a little further.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about building a wall. I'm talking about building a praise. Amen. Praise God that God gets glory out of. I'm talking about building a life, praise God, that's solid. I'm talking about a life, praise God, that God would be pleased with. Amen. But it takes us all. It takes every one of us working together. I want to tell you, if the devil says you ain't important, he's a stinking liar. We need every one of you, praise God, to help us. This little preacher can't do it. Hey, man, I ain't enough of me. This big old brother here, he can't do it by himself. But amen, praise God, I tell you what, Brother Jeff, Brother Bill, Brother Rex, some of these big old boys, if you get behind them, you pray for them, you lift them up, praise God, you encourage them, I pray God, hey, they'll pull like a train of mules. Amen. Glory for the glory of God. And we'll build a wall, praise God, that the devil can't turn down. I'm talking about building something, praise God, that you can trust in for protection from the wiles of the devil. Amen. Amen. But it takes coming together. He said, come and let us build. Amen. He said, come, let us build. As I say, praise God tonight, come and let us build. Let's build us a place, a sanctuary to God, a place where God's welcome, a place where God's worship, a place where the foolishness is left outside, a place where God is reverenced and the Holy Ghost of God has free right away.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want no counterfeit. I want the real thing. I want the Holy Spirit of God to have His right away in this place.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to come in this place with a reverent heart.
Yes,
amen. We need to talk to God before we ever get here and say, Lord, give me an attitude of worship. Now, I like to cut up and go on as much as the rest of you. But praise God, when it comes time for the worship of God in God's house, amen, we need to get serious. Amen. We need to be serious about the things of God. Old Nehemiah could have never built that wall if he hadn't been serious about the things of God. We need to look back and we need to take time and reflect and we need to evaluate the situations, praise God, and go on for the glory, for the good cause of Christ. Amen. That everything that we do, praise God, would bring glory and honor to His name. I don't know about you. I don't want to dishonor my Savior. And I don't want to dishonor my God. I want to lift Him up. Hey, I can't do it by myself. It takes every one of us working together. It takes every one of us coming with reverent hearts. You know what? If we don't come with reverent hearts and a reverent attitude into this place, you know what this place will become? Just a romper room. A place to come and play. A place to come and visit. But I want to say, praise God, this is hallowed ground.
Yeah.
Amen. This is a place that God sanctioned, amen, for where, glory to God, for His little people to come and meet with us. And praise God, when you get out on the parking lot, you can feel the presence of God.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want that to ever change. Amen. Praise God, anybody don't want that. Amen. You messed up. You crippled too high for crutches. Amen. I like it.
Amen.
I like it when God's in the midst. Amen. But I can't do it by myself. You can't do it by yourself. It takes all of us working together in oneness of heart and oneness of mind, pulling together. If one person's a pulling this way and one pulling that way, amen, all we're going to do is pull each other apart. But praise God, when we come in unity, two or three in unity, two or three in love, two or three wanting to do the job with the right attitude, praise God, we could pull a freight train.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Hey, this old fellow said one time, said you could take a banny rooster, if you gear him right, he could pull a freight train. I want to say, praise God, if you take some good Holy Ghost-filled, independent, Bible-believing Baptists and we get geared together, praise God, in unity of heart and unity of mind for the work, amen, we can do anything that we set our heart to. Say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we can take back Candler.
Yep,
amen. See, it's been given to the devil. I mean, there's wickedness all around us. But praise be to God, I want to say we can start right here as a bright shining light in this place, this community, and we can shine out, praise God. I mean, we've got a monopoly on it. We can start at the top of Hominy and go all the way to the end.
Amen.
Amen, for the glory of God. But He said, hey, come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Amen. I believe with a lot of time we bring a reproach on God's name. Amen. We've become so sleuthful in our dealings with God and His righteousness and His holiness and His sweet spirit. Amen. That we bring a reproach on His name. But He says, hey, listen, He said, let's build up, praise God, and let's get things in such an order that we get rid of the reproach. And we brought on the name of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He appeals for these helpers to help Him. Amen. And I can see them in my mind's eyes. They stand there and they're looking at old Jeremiah. And he's telling them his stuff. And they're like, all right, man. That's good. We can do this thing. And then he begins to give them a testimony. He said, yeah. He said, you know why I say all this? He said, I say all this. He said, I told them of the hand of my God, which is good upon me. He said, hey! He said, let me tell you why I think we can do all these things, Brother Bill. I think we can do all these things, Jesse, because the hand of God is good upon me. The hand of God's touching. The hand of God's a blessing. The hand of God's a passing out mercy. The hand of God's a doing those things, praise God. And then we can't even imagine that the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, okay, hey. He said, it just gets better from here. He said, I can't even tell you how good God's been to me. Amen. And I say, he said, I know God wants to do great things. Amen. For His people. Hey, what God's doing, it's not just for me, but it's for all of us. Amen. If we'll just trust the Lord. He said, praise God. He said, the hand of God was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. He said, praise God. He said, I've got a blessing from on high. He said, I've got a blessing from down low. He said, praise God, all we got to do, youngins, is just come together. Praise God for the glory of God. And said, He'll do the rest. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight? Amen. We've got the same promise tonight. Glory to God. That we'll just trust the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bless His holy name. Whoopee! Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a testimony. Encouraging words. The testimony of old Nehemiah. But notice what the people said. I'm talking about encouraged workers. And they said, let us rise up and build. Amen. Old Nehemiah said, hey, come. Let us rise up and build. Let us build Jerusalem back. Let us reestablish the work of God. And the people said, hey, if you say God's with you and the king's with you, praise God, we're with you. Let's build, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I say praise God in our church. God is with us. He's a blessing us. He's a hope in us. He's a poured out blessings. Amen. He's with us. Hey, this old world may not be with us, but God's church is with us. Amen. It's here in our midst. It's here to be a help to us. All we got to do is just come alongside and allow God, amen, to do the work. Amen. They come in. They took that testimony and they were encouraged people, encouraged workers. They said, all right, Nehemiah, let's build. Amen. Let's build something. Let's rise up and build. And he says, so they strengthened their hands for this good work. Amen. You know what they did? They began to pray. They began to look at God's face. That's what we do. That's how you strengthen your hands. Amen. You know when you're the most offensive to the devil? You know when a child of God is most offensive to the devil? When you're down on your knees. Amen. Hey, devil can't do nothing with that. Amen. You get on your knees. You get to crying out to a holy God. You get to lifting up your voice and pleading and begging with God. You begin to bring your supplications. Amen. In faith, laying them down before a holy God. Amen. Hey, the devil can't do nothing with that. Amen. They begin to build up. They begin to strengthen themselves. Like old King David, they strengthened themselves in the Lord. Amen. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have an encourager. You have an encouraged people. Amen. Praise God. That's what we need to be, an encouraged people. Are you encouraged tonight? Amen. Oh, I know we're living in discouraging times. I know the devil would throw up and say, hey, you know, you might as well quit. But hey, there's no place to quit. Oh, Nehemiah run into this. Amen. The same thing. Hey, don't you think you're the only one that comes up against opposition? Every one of us face opposition every day. Amen. Notice old Nehemiah when the opposition came up. He said, but when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, amen, but when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, they heard it, said they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against God? These fellas rose up and they began to laugh them to scorn. They began to mock them and to ridicule them. Amen. You think you face opposition? What if you had these three characters, amen, in your face every day? Every time you went to work, they were sitting outside. Well, what are you going to do today? Amen. It wouldn't take long till you got discouraged, would it? But these fellows, but it says over in verse 10 of chapter 2, it said, well, when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Ammonite heard of it, that they were coming to build, they coming to do a work, he said, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Amen? It grieved them that somebody was coming to try to do it, give somebody a little bit of help. You know, they still people today, and that it'll hurt their feelings, it'll hurt their heart. Amen. When you try to help somebody and give somebody a hand up. Amen. Hey, we don't give people a hand out, but praise God, we try to give people a hand up. And sometimes it grieves people's heart when you give somebody a hand up. You know, a preacher, sometimes people misuse that. Well, that's not on us. That's on them. Amen. When you give somebody a hand up from the right attitude, praise God. Hey, listen, what they do with it, that's on them. I know we got to be good stewards and we got to watch what we do with the Lord's money. I realize that. But praise God, sometimes if we ain't very careful, we become a Sanballat and a Tobiah. And we get hard mad, amen. We get exceedingly grieved, praise God, when we see somebody trying to do good. Amen. Opposition. If we ain't careful, instead of being a helper, we're in opposition. Amen? Amen. Why were they so upset? Huh? The work progressed and was found. They found themselves. You know why? Because when, as the work began to progress, they found themselves on the outside of the wall. Amen? If we ain't very careful, the work's going to progress around you and you're going to find yourself on the outside of the wall. Amen? But you know what? When them workers come in, they said, hey, you know what, Nehemiah? He said, let's go ahead and build a wall. Let's go ahead and put this thing back together. You know what they were saying? He said, praise God, Nehemiah, we're going to be the rocks in the wall. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, if you're a rock in the wall, if you're that strong foundation, praise God, you won't find yourself on the outside looking in. Amen. That is right. Amen. Praise God, they was what was wrong with these fellows? They were so upset because they had done rocked themselves out. Amen. If we ain't careful tonight, we'll rock ourselves out instead of just getting in. Amen. They was great grief here by these fellows. And they said, hey, you know, what kind of work are you trying to do? What is this thing that you do? Amen. You know what takes place in people like this? Everything that reveals the weakness in these ungodly people, it's just that part that keeps them, amen, that if it don't get them to repentance, amen, it just makes them harder against that's good. Amen, but when it comes to a place of repentance, if it comes to a place of repentance, amen, then they can get in. But if they don't come to a place of repentance, they just get harder. Amen, it's hard to get in touch with them because they're hard, they become opposition. Praise God, I don't ever want to be in opposition to the church, the good work of the church. No, sir, I'd never want to be opposition. Hey, before I do that, I'd quit, I'd sit down and go to the house and hide myself in a barrel. Amen, before I'd be in opposition to God's people. Amen, in the mighty work that God wants to do. Praise His holy name. So Nehemiah, they said, what is this that you're doing? What do you think you do? He said, will you rebel against the king? He said, no, praise God. He said, I want to lift up the name of the king. But see, he was talking about a different king. Notice the answer that Nehemiah gives him. Amen. The decree of truth that he offers to him, verse 20. He said, then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, amen, he will prosper us. He said, hey, now look at this. He said, the living, faithful God of heaven, amen. He said, He's the one that's prospering us. He's the one that's guiding the work. He's the one that's doing it. He said, it's not us that's doing it, praise God. It's God that's doing truth. He said, you want the truth? He said, I'll tell you the truth. While you're standing out there in the stool and do nothing, praise God, God's doing a mighty work in here. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks out there in the world on the stool and do nothing while God's doing a mighty work in here. Amen. Praise God, and it just gets better farther on. You know why? Because more and more people's getting involved. More people's getting in. More people's participating. Praise the Lord. You know what happened when you get to participate? You know what happened if ever a person here that could carry a tune, those that can't. Pray God, pile that choir full and sing for Jesus. Amen. Every time the opportunity allowed itself. Amen. God would get a hold of your heart. Praise God, you'd get in and you wouldn't be outside no more. Amen. We ain't very careful. We run into church. We do our thing. We do our little ceremony. And when the preacher says you're dismissed, we hit the door like a bullet. Amen. Don't look back. Amen. And we miss a whole lot of blessings. Praise the Lord. Time of fellowship, time of goodness when God shows up. But Nehemiah said, the good God of heaven. Amen. The God of heaven, He will prosper us. He says, hey, listen, said He's for what we're doing. He said He's with what we're doing. He said He's in what we're doing. And He said, we His servants are in the will. Said we will do the work. Amen. He said, God's in it, and said, we will. He said, therefore, we His servants will arise and build. Amen. He said, the servants, I said, we're going to rise up and build. He said, we're going to have some. When we're done, when we're finished, this thing's going to be spectacular. You know, they told him on over a little ways, they said, yeah, Nehemiah, what are you thinking? He said, if a fox runs up across that thing, it's going to fall down. Amen. He didn't realize the mortar they was using. Amen. Hey, it was mortar from God, praise God. It would hold a fox. Amen. They'd find out that it'd hold a lot more than a fox. Praise the Lord. But he said, hey, listen. He said, God Almighty Himself is a building this thing. He said, we ain't building. He said, we're just servants of the Most High God. Amen. And God Almighty is building this thing. I want to tell you, youngins, we're not building this thing. We just become servants of the Most High God. And God will build this thing. God will do what He wants. God will build it the way He wants. God will create it the way He wants it. Created? Amen. He'll bless it the way He wants to bless it. Amen. All we got to do is just become servants. Workers on the wall. Amen. But old Sanballat and them, they was pushing hard to opposition. And Nehemiah told them truth, said, hey, listen, God, it's God that's doing this, and we're servants. We're God's servants in the work. But now he says, listen to this, and this is the way a whole lot of people in the world's going to be one day. He said, but you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Amen. He said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, well, God's doing this. And we're His servants in doing it. And he said, we're building a wall. He said, we're on the inside and you're on the outside. He said, you're not going to have any portion in this. He said, you're not going to have any inheritance in this. You're not going to have a memorial in this. You've got to have no right in this. Because you're going to be rocked outside. I believe there's a whole lot of folks tonight that's going to be left outside looking in. But God never designed to be. And Nehemiah said, hey, who'll help me? Who'll tell me to do the work? Who wants to do the work? Who wants to rise up and build? Amen. I wonder tonight, how many of you, do you want to rise up and build? Amen. Glory to God. One hand. Amen. I'm talking about rising up, build. I'm talking about building something. Amen. Something we can be proud of, something, a heritage that we can leave behind for those that'll follow after us. See, we're not going to be here forever. We're just pilgrims passing through, looking for a city. Builder and maker's God. Amen. One of these days in the wheel, Brother David, we're going to pass out here and we're going to go up yonder. And we're going to have to leave behind these other youngins to take our place. And you young people need to be stepping up. You need to be saying, you know what? I want to be a godly person. I want to be a godly man. I want to be a godly young lady. And I want to come up and I want to build. I want to build just like old Brother Bill did. I want to build like old Brother Rex did. I want to build like old Brother John did. I want to build, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. And God just sitting there today, praise God, He said, hey, look, you know what? He said, come, let us build. Let us build together. He's just looking for people that say, hey, oh, okay. He said, let's build. Amen. Let's build something. Let's build something, praise God, that God would be pleased with. Something that God could get glory out of. Let us rise up and build. I say today, praise God, church, let us rise up and let us build. Let us build. Let us never be somebody that would tear down. But praise God, let us build. Amen. If there's anything in our life, praise God, it would tear down and destroy. Praise God, hey, here's the place to get rid of that. Anything that would destroy, anything that would tear down, anything that would hinder, praise God, right here's the place to get rid of that. Amen. So you can come up with victory in your heart and you can go out to build. Amen. For the glory of God. The work to be done. The work's to be done.
but the workers are few. Jesus said the fields are already white to harvest. He said, but the laborers are few. I say, let's rise up and build. Build something for the glory of God. You know what it's going to take for that? You know what we need for that? What we need is Holy Ghost revival. Amen. To start in my heart and in your heart. What we need in order to build what something God be pleased with is Holy Ghost revival in the church. Amen. God will build. God will start revival. He'll start with you when you want revival. When you decide that you want to rise up and build for the glory of God.